Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Here we are in the season of food-packed holiday parties and elaborate Christmas dinners, and you may be wondering how you're going to get it all done. That's where our next guest comes in. He's Chef Andy Husbands. He's the owner of the restaurant Tremont 647 in Boston's South End. And Andy Husbands knows how to handle the stress of holiday cooking. So he's here to share some easy recipes and also key tips on how to survive the holiday rush. Andy, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me.
And listeners, we have Andy Husbands here waiting to take your calls. If you have any questions about last-minute advice on prepping a holiday meal, any food cooking questions, Andy Husbands is here to take them. You can talk with him at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. And Andy, I have to start with a totally non-food question, which is we had a debate before the show about whether it's Tremont Street or Tremont Street, and therefore whether it's Tremont 647 or Tremont 647. What do you say?
You know, every time someone asks me that, I never can remember what I normally say. So Tremont or Tremont is fine.
So we still have no clarity.
No, I don't think there's clarity in this one.
Right. Andy, let's start off because you have some very practical tips that you've already thought through about how you stay calm in the kitchen when you're trying to throw parties and prepare dinner. So you have three main ones, I think.
Yes.
Tell me number one.
It's planning. And really what you want to try to do is just get the stuff you can get done ahead of time. That's really kind of the best thing to do. So, for instance, you know, I brought in the shrimp cocktail for you.
In front of me right
now.
And
it's grilled then chilled. And you can all, I grilled it, but I gave you a recipe to saute it. And so this is something you can do the day before and make the dipping sauce the day before and even platter it up. And so I think that's the biggest question chefs get is how do you get all the food ready at once?
And the key is you cannot get it all ready at once. You must be apportioning it out in advance.
Exactly. I only have two hands.
So you can grill the shrimp in advance. What else could you do in advance?
Well, just even for the three things that I brought in here, we have the chocolate pudding cake, which is Chris Lessinger's recipe. I got to make sure I give him a shout out. And this recipe can actually be made the day before, or you can bake it the day of, but make it the day before, prepare it. And then also the Brussels sprouts, you know, like, so Brussels sprouts, what you need to do is you have to blanch them. Mm-hmm. And so you can do that 2 days before.
Right.
So when I have New Year's Eve coming up. And we have changed our entire menu for this evening, right? So I have a plan, like a 4-day plan of how to get to where I need to be. When stuff needs to come in, when do I need to make the consommé, things like that.
So this Brussels sprout dish that you have in front of me I'm going to try it right now.
Please.
So tell me what I'm about to taste.
So Brussels sprouts you generally have at, you know, right around this time. It's a good winter vegetable. And sometimes, and I think people like look for new ways of doing things, and this is one that we came up with. And we basically blanch them and then sear them in a nice hot pan so they get kind of caramelized. It's called the Maillard reaction, so the French say, and basically it makes them kind of sweet.
They're sweet. What sauce or what spices?
Well, the sauce I call a Vietnamese vinaigrette, and it's fish sauce, lime juice, sugar, and water.
Yeah, that's very Asian taste.
Right, and then a little, and then right at the end, lots of fresh mint.
And so basically what you have here is a salad. You have a Brussels sprout salad. Now,
yes.
as our executive producer pointed out this morning, if you try to prepare a salad in advance, typically it gets soggy, it gets wet, the vinegar, the dressing weighs it down. This doesn't happen when you're doing Brussels sprouts because they have their firmness.
Well, exactly. And what we could do is we can have a couple options. We can serve this hot by sauteing them up and then hit the dressing right away and serving them. Or we could serve it cold. This is delicious cold as you're having it right now.
It is.
Or how about this? And this is one of the ones I was talking about before. A lot of times people are doing a big main, like a turkey or a ham. And when you pull it out, your oven's still hot. Even though you turn it off, you could have made that and thrown that in the oven.
They could have warmed up a little bit.
Warm it
up. With the residual heat from
exactly.
The meat. Exactly. Listeners, I'm talking with Chef Andy Husbands of Tremont 647 in Boston South End. He's here to take any questions you have about holiday food planning, any Christmas holiday cooking questions. We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. So Andy Husbands, your first tip has been don't try to do everything at once. You can do it out. You can start doing it a few days in advance. It will make your life easier the day of your meal.
Absolutely.
What's your second tip?
My second tip?
Do you have a second sort of bit of advice, say about What about people who are trying to cook some giant piece of meat the day of? There's some things you can't do in advance, right? You couldn't cook a turkey the day ahead. So what do you do in cases like that?
So, I mean, with that is I will prepare it in the morning. And just it's really how you cook it and how you process it. So for me, taking it slow, getting everything ready, and following directions, I guess.
Could you, I think one of the things you've given advice on in the past is, actually there's some, maybe it's Cook's Illustrated that talks about if you break meat in pieces, then you can actually get it to cook faster than needing 6 hours of a turkey in the oven.
Absolutely. So that's a lot of times we'll do. And Cook's Illustrated is fantastic, located here in Massachusetts, of course. I'm Chris Kimball from America's Test Kitchen. You can definitely break it down to make it cook a little bit quicker. When I say break it down, I guess I mean cut it up.
Literally break it down.
Yeah, that's what we say. Cut it up and, you know, to slow roast it. Though I'm hesitant to take it off the bone because when you keep it on the bone, it's going to be a little more moist and juicy.
We have a caller from Medford who has a question for you. This is Vivian. And Vivian, what's your question for Andy Husbands, the chef and owner of Tremont 647 in the South End?
Yeah, hi. We're just planning on having brunch, kind of veering towards more breakfast-like brunch on Christmas Day proper, but we wanted to add something unusual, something we hadn't made before. Do you have anything pop into your mind?
Yes, I have the best thing for you. I absolutely do, and I adore this.
No hesitation.
It's called a Dutch baby, and I don't
Dutch
know.
Dutch baby.
Yes, and it's like a cross between a crepe and a pancake and a souffle. And you can look it up online. We were actually just looking at recipes the other day. Simply, you're mixing eggs, milk, flour, and salt. You pour it into a hot, buttered cast iron pan and bake it very quickly. And it puffs up almost like a popover. A little bit of powdered sugar. Absolutely delicious.
And it sounds like it looks dramatic, too.
It's so much fun.
Are we going to be able to get a recipe for something like this that we can put on our website in case people want to make this but feel like they need a guide?
Well, let's see how many recipes I have to do by the end of this thing. Yeah,
We also have a caller from Plymouth. This is Kevin from Plymouth. And Kevin, your question for Andy Husbands, the chef and owner of the restaurant Tremont 647 in Boston South End.
Hi, Andy. I just got married a month ago, and my new wife and I are tackling lobster thermidor at my house. But we left the cognac at her house. Is there anything I can substitute for cognac? We're doing the Julia Child lobster thermidor right now.
Wow. Well, first of all, congratulations. Lobster thermidor. Wow, you're going for it. That sounds great. I'll definitely need your address to get there. Bourbon? Brandy?
Good idea.
I mean, I'm a big bourbon drinker, so I think bourbon would be really good. You know, you're looking for something that's going to be smoky and kind of, you know, have a high alcohol content is what you're looking for. So maybe Knob Creek. That's what I would suggest.
And Andy, I'm going to take another caller. But first, I want to try a bite of something else you've made. This is the shrimp that you referenced. Tell me, this is shrimp prepared with what?
I spice rub it. It has notes of cumin, cinnamon, rosemary. So it's really big flavored, and you can see you get that kind of snap because we sear it really, really, really well.
Cajun, but not overwhelmingly hot, just really great taste.
Right, big flavor. And what I like about food is it's kind of the gift that keeps giving. If you'll notice, you keep the flavor keeps changing in your mouth.
Exactly.
We're serving this with a sesame aioli. And what I like about this is if you think about food, there's a lot of food that you don't cook at home.
It's too much work. You'd much rather eat it out.
I mean,
or you don't have the ingredients.
I know you think it's too much work, but it's not. Shrimp is something that, you know, we people rarely have at home. More and more these days, and I do want to point out that these are sustainable shrimp. These are coming out from around Florida. We only buy sustainable seafood. We're about 95%. You know, we're not all or nothing. But
I want to mention you brought these in because you're saying these are something you can grill in advance. You could have a nice fancy food that you don't have to make day of. And you serve them room temperature or cold. It doesn't even have to be hot.
Yeah, because it's a shrimp cocktail. I mean, you could serve it on a little bit of ice if you felt more comfortable.
We have another caller. This is Susan from Waltham. And Susan, your question for Andy Husbands, the chef owner of Tremont 647.
Yeah, great. Hi, Andy. So I just wondered if you had any advice for how to keep food timed properly so that everything gets on the table hot, or any tricks of the trade, because I feel like I get my whole meal out and then three of my side dishes are cold and then I have to throw them back in the microwave. Do you have any advice for that other than obviously having warming lights?
Yes, and I'm actually going to try to keep you away from the microwave as well. and you know what? We call that the French oven.
You call the French oven?
Yeah. I mean, microwaves are great for heating up coffee. So first of all, write yourself a list. write a big menu in black pen and put tape it to your cabinets so you can see it. And maybe even put numbers next to them, knowing which will come first, which will come second. So you've kind of, in your mind, you're looking at it and double checking and thinking about what's happening.
This gets back to the idea of how important advanced planning is when you're trying to do a big elaborate meal.
Exactly.
Just like, as you said earlier, think about what you can prepare a day or two in advance. All right, so make a list.
Sure, make a list. And then, as you know, so let's say I'm going to guess you're going to have some mashed potatoes, you're going to have some salads. You know, the salads you can make ahead of time during the day and you can dress them like as it comes, right? So that would be probably the last thing I'd do. Anything cold, obviously, is going to be easy, but it's the hot stuff you're probably having trouble with. Of course, you have your stove space. You'll keep things kind of on a light simmer, maybe a double boiler. But I love the trick of if you are doing a big roast or something out of the oven, use your oven, if you only have one, as to reheat stuff. So your mashed potatoes, your broccoli, your squashes, all those things can be thrown in there. And just they slowly come up to heat as you start breaking down or cutting or carving your turkey, your ham.
Again, that I'd capture the residual heat from something that's left over after you've turned the oven off.
That's what my sister and I did. We cooked together.
We also have a caller from Lexington. This is Deb. And Deb, your question for Andy Husbands, chef owner of Tremont 647 in the South End.
Yes, I'm going to be making rock Cornish game hens for Christmas dinner.
We have a lot of ambitious callers.
I know, it's great.
And I'm looking for a wild rice stuffing or some kind of stuffing that isn't the usual bread stuffing.
Okay, so you're asking me where to get something like that. I mean, any kind of natural food store would have all sorts of kind of, I see a lot of wild rice mixes out there. There's more and more good ones coming out.
You're okay with mixes. You don't mind people, you're not a purist so much that you think someone needs to start, they can buy a mix, you're okay with that.
I think it's going to be easier for a lot of people. You know, I'm not saying go get Rice-A-Roni, and I like the Rice-A-Roni people, but that's not really what I'm saying. There are a lot of really good products out there, especially when you're talking about the kind of the whole grainy version.
Anyone you want to mention?
Not offhand.
Before we take another caller, there's a third item here. We've tried this shrimp, which is actually tell me the title of the shrimp. What am I?
Chilled and grilled shrimp, or I think it's chilled and grilled shrimp cocktail. But I think I gave instructions how to saute.
And then we have Brussels sprouts that are sort of Asian. They have a fish sauce.
Minted Brussels sprouts.
And then I have something that is this messy but incredibly good looking, some kind of chocolate pudding cake that looks collapsed but quite good.
It's ooey, it's gooey, it's creamy, it's crunchy, it's rich, it's delicious. This is
This is easy? This is why you're bringing it in?
This is phenomenally easy. And actually, I was the chef at the East Coast Grill in, 1992.
In Inman Square.
Yeah, underneath the fabulously talented Chris Schlesinger. Mm-hmm. I like to call him my...
This is really good, by the way.
Yes.
It's truly a mixture of a chocolate cake smashed together with chocolate pudding.
Well, basically, it's a cake batter with we put this powder on it and a little bit of coffee and water. And as it cooks, the pudding drops to the bottom and the cake rises to the top. When you make this at home, have faith. It's going to work. Just watch the pudding on the bottom. It looks like syrup. It's not done. When it starts to look like gooey pudding, pull it out of the oven. You're good.
All of these recipes are posted on our website. And you chose these recipes, Andy Husbands, because you're saying these are things that people, nice, fancy foods, people could make relatively easily for a holiday meal.
Yeah, absolutely. Shrimp cocktail, let's make this. Today's Thursday. Let's make this right now, right? The Brussels sprouts, let's get them and let's make them right now. And then the pudding cake, let's bake the day of.
We also have a caller from Cambridge. This is Jan. And Jan, your question for Andy Husbands of Tremont 647.
Yeah, hi. My question is, I have a 6-pound tenderloin roast, and I'm wondering, do you recommend searing it first? Do you recommend tying it in twine? And most importantly, how long do I cook it and at what temperature?
Okay, that's a lot of questions. 6-pound, that must have been rather expensive because beef tenderloins prices have gone through the roof. Tie it, absolutely. Absolutely tie it because that's going to help with the consistency of the cooking, okay? It's also going to help it retain some of its moisture. Searing it, you have three options. On the grill, in a pan, in a hot, hot, hot pan, or people do it in the oven, turning the oven really high. I would do one of the first two, the pan or the grill. Again, that's called the Maillard reaction. That's the caramelization of a natural protein. And it's what we love so much about prime rib. It makes it sweet. Lots of salt and pepper, a lot of fresh herbs. Now, for how long? I'm going to have to be like a lawyer, and I'm not sure.
Really fast? Can you tell us really quickly?
It's going to be, I don't even know, 350 degrees until it's 125 degrees in the center.
So they need a meat thermometer is basically what they need.
Yes.
Andy Husbands, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Andy Husbands is the chef and owner of Tremont 647 in the South End. All the recipes Andy talked about are posted on our website. You can go to our food blog, Public Radio Kitchen, at WBUR.org. Andy Husbands, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back after a short break. Up next,
we had a beautiful upbringing in those early years in Boston.
Kristen Hirsch of the band Throwing Muses talks about her transition from musician to writer. Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.